Well, in addition to Proposition 58, California voters will also decide a number of other high-stakes issues. And joining us from San Francisco to talk about some of them is Scott Schaefer of Here and Now contributor KQED. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jeremy.
So 17 measures on the ballot. Two are about the death penalty. Let's start with those, Props 62 and 66. Tell us about those proposals.
Yeah, so I think both sides on capital punishment agree on one thing, Jeremy, and it is that California's death penalty system is broken. And so the question is, do we try to fix it or do we scrap it altogether? And that's what these two ballot measures boil down to. Prop 62 would abolish the death penalty and replace all those those sentences with life in prison without the possibility of parole. Prop 66 would say no, and their slogan is no, let's mend it, don't end it. Let's try to speed up these legal appeals, which drag on for decades. So that's basically the choice that voters are presented with.
And what happens if they pass both of those?
Well, if they both pass, whichever one gets more votes would prevail. But I have to tell you, based on polls before the election, I think it's more likely that both will fail because Prop 66, the one to speed it up, doesn't seem to be doing well at all. And Prop 62, to abolish it, is also below the 50% threshold. We'll see what voters do, but I think it's entirely possible that it'll neither be fixed nor scrapped. We'll be stuck with this dysfunctional status quo.
We should also point out that Californians rejected a ballot measure to eliminate the death penalty back in 2012. Did the proponents of the prop that would abolish the death penalty think that things had changed?
Well, yeah, I think public attitudes have changed a little bit. I mean, for one thing, fewer death sentences are being handed down in California and across the country. There have been more stories about exonerations and wrongful executions that are of course, disturbing. And then you've got other states like Connecticut and Nebraska that have abolished the death penalty altogether. So I think they're just, you know, feeling a changing sense of public opinion.
All right. What about Proposition 63 on gun control? California has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country. How is Prop 63 different from what's there already?
Well, in some ways, it's very similar. In fact, the governor and the legislature just recently enacted some laws that are very much overlapped with Prop 63. One thing it does is it would help take guns away from felons. There are some 20,000 guns in the hands of convicted felons in California who shouldn't have them, so it would do that. It would also regulate ammunition. It would ban gun magazines with more than 10 rounds of bullets. And, you know, polls show this is very popular. Like I said, it does overlap with what the governor signed into law this year and in past years, but it's being pushed by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who's running for governor in 2018. And I think he sees this as he says it's important for voters to weigh in on this because then only voters can change it, not the legislature, who might be pressured by the NRA or other groups.
Is the NRA spending a lot of money to try to defeat this?
You know, not really. The Yes on 63 campaign, the campaign to enact this gun control, has raised about $5 million. The No on 63 campaign has raised less than $1 million, and that includes money from the NRA. So I think they've seen the polls. Prop 63, very popular, and I think they're putting their money in other states where similar measures are on the ballot.
What about the proposition to legalize recreational marijuana in California? This is one of five states that's voting on this issue this year. How likely is that to pass?
Polls have shown it leading. It's been getting around 60% support. But, you know, there's time still for voters to consider this. I think it could tighten before the election. Both sides are spending money. But I have to tell you, the Yes side, the side to legalize this, has vastly outraised the No side. They've raised $23 million, a lot of it from Sean Parker, the Napster founder, early Facebook investor. The No side has only raised about $1.5 million. So a huge disparity in the money.
Well, we just spent the last couple days broadcasting from Colorado, where recreational marijuana and medical marijuana are legal. And we spoke with the governor there, John Hickenlooper, who opposed legalization. And here's what he said would be his advice to other states considering legalizing it.
I think the jury's still out. And when other governors ask me, I tell them they should wait a couple years.
If California does legalize, is it ready for what comes next?
You know, I think there are always unintended consequences and unforeseen consequences of any ballot measure, and marijuana is probably not different than that. You know, the fact is it's really easy right now to get marijuana in California. You need a medical pot card, a medical ID card, but it's extremely easy to get one. So in that sense, the state has been dealing with the availability of marijuana for some time now. They've also, the backers of this measure have learned a little bit from what Colorado and Washington State have been going through, and they've tried to incorporate some of those, say, protections for children into the ballot measure. So, you know, that said, yes, there's always things that you didn't anticipate. And, you know, the problem with a ballot measure in California is if you realize, oh, there's a problem with this, only the voters can change it. They have to go back to the ballot.
Scott, just about a minute left, but tell us about the proposition that would raise taxes on tobacco.
Yeah, there's a $2 a pack tax on the ballot. California's cigarette tax is actually pretty low. It's 87 cents right now. The national average is about $1.65. This has been on the ballot a couple times in the past two decades. It failed narrowly both times. Polls show it leading this time, but again, the tobacco industry has come in with lots of money. They've raised $71 million to defeat this compared to about less than half of that for the yes side. But we'll see. It is leading in the polls, and it does seem to, you know, so it seems to be popular, but, you know, those ads do have an impact on voters.
And we keep talking about Election Day coming up. Are people are already voting in California in some places, right?
Oh, yeah. We've already had over a million people cast ballots. So people are very engaged, and a half a million people registered just in the last 2 days, Sunday and Monday, before the registration deadline.
That's Scott Schaefer, senior editor at KQED's Politics Desk. Scott, thanks so much.
You bet.